Your paintings are actually fascinating. We've got one in front of us right here now. Mostly reds, oranges, browns. Australia?
I haven't intentionally tried to do Australia, and I'm not. My paintings aren't any specific place. It just seems to be the colours that I'm drawn to, and when I start a painting, I always seem to go for long horizons, and I don't know what it is, but those colours seem to draw me out into the reds and the deep earthy, which is strange in a way because I'm from New Zealand and everything's very green, and you would think that I'd be drawn naturally to the greener colours, but nope, I'm going in another direction.
You spent some time in Israel as well, and these aren't the colours of Israel, are they?
No, Israel's more yellow, I would say, but saying that, that it does...
Your paintings are actually fascinating. We've got one in front of us right here now. Mostly reds, oranges, browns. Australia?
I haven't intentionally tried to do Australia, and I'm not... My paintings aren't any specific place. It just seems to be the colours that I'm drawn to, and when I start a painting, I always seem to go for long horizons, and I don't know what it is, but those colours seem to draw me out into the reds and the deep earthy, which is strange in a way because I'm from New Zealand and everything's very green, and you would think that I'd be drawn naturally to the greener colours, but nope, I'm going in another direction.
You spent some time in Israel as well, and these aren't the colours of Israel, are they?
No, Israel's more yellow, I would say, but saying that, that it does go through all the season changes and a lot more than both Australia or New Zealand. It has a lot of blacks and purples and beautiful country, but beside the point, it's all from my imagination, so I'm not trying to get anywhere. It's just the feeling that it comes out and the colours that seem to be appropriate for it. So,
you went to school in New Zealand, of course,
yeah.
And did you start your artwork there at school or was it later?
No, I actually had a very poor schooling and didn't have the opportunity to do any art. But as right from a very young child, I always drew. Horses was my main thing, horses and faces. And I've just continuously wherever I've been, I've always drawn. But I was initially inspired by a neighbour we had. He was a surrealist and he had a studio next door to us, and I used to always sneak in there and peek at what he was doing, and I just knew that I wanted to be an artist one day. I always wanted to be. But, you know, as your life pushes you in different directions, I sort of thought, wait, maybe it'll be when I retire one day I'll start painting. And then just sort of by accident, got in the business, and then I thought, well, there's no better time than now. So that was about 10 years ago.
Mm. So you're actually self-taught then in art,
yeah.
You're not formally trained?
Yeah, completely. Taken a lot of advice from people along the way, but yeah, I think it's a good way to learn because you're not restricted by rules that can be imposed on you in some ways. And you learn things as you're going, and I think experimenting is like, it's fun. It's a nice way to learn. You definitely learn a lot each painting you do.
Mm. Now, one of the paintings that's in front of us here, it's been a showpoint at the gallery, is a vast landscape with just a few trees,
yeah.
And a bit of a fence, just showing there's been humans there. Yeah. What brought that about?
I don't know. I think... once again, it was kind of the love of those colours. I just loved the depth of them, and having those small trees and the fence just gave you something to compare it to. It just seemed to help give the vastness to the landscape.
Mm-hmm.
I also like putting something small in there just to grab your attention as well. It gives a sense of perspective and direction, perhaps.
And the other thing I notice is that your landscapes never feel closed in.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a lot of things, you know, over trees, overhanging and so on, but your paintings don't have that, do they?
No.
Not normally.
I'm quite happy that you noticed that, yeah. My paintings are definitely all about big open spaces, freedom, and like, painting's freedom for me, so is, and this is exactly what comes out for me. It's, I grew up on a large farm in New Zealand standards, and that was my escape, that was my happy place, if you want to say. Mm-hmm. I just love the outdoors. So, yeah, and you'll probably notice too that a lot of them have pathways in it somewhere, leading somewhere, so that must mean something a bit deeper.
Yes. And I find that strange because New Zealand being such a green country, except in the highland, yeah, in the middle of the, like Wairuru and places like that, is so green, and yet green is the colour that's really absent from your paintings.
Yes, well, without going into too much history, New Zealand's... wasn't my happiest years in New Zealand, put it that way. So I guess I'm looking for not greener pastures, maybe redder pastures.
Yes, the red ochres of Australia.
Absolutely.
But they're not all red. There's this blue painting here.
Yeah, this was just something that came to me very quickly, the idea, because often the ideas are what cook in your head the longest, you know. Once you get the painting out, the paint onto the canvas, sometimes it works very quickly. And this one worked very quickly for me. I think it was more of capturing a mood rather than focusing on the landscape. It was more about that time in the morning where you feel like very clean, very fresh, very...
Now, we've talked previously, earlier in tonight's show, with Giovanni and his sort of outer space pictures, and your ones, again, have got space in them, but they're earthly space. Did you collaborate with Giovanni in any way, or did this exhibition just come about later on?
No, we didn't at all. We both knew what we painted. He started these paintings before we decided to have the exhibition, and I obviously had been doing landscapes for quite a long time. And we just saw that that was the connection, you know. We were good friends and we wanted to do something together, and it just seemed to be, you know, a perfect connection for us, even though opposite ends of the the universe. But, yeah, we saw that connection there with that spacious, and we thought that word spacious just captured it nicely. So.
Yes. Is this your first exhibition, or have you done others?
I think it's my fourth, but I've been involved in a lot of others, just one or two pieces here and there, and... but yeah, fourth one.
Okay, and where is it on?
Where's the exhibition?
Where's the exhibition, yes. Where can people go and see this?
At Edges Gallery, it's 324 Glen Huntly Road in Alstonwick, and it's on till the 26th of September.
Just a little way up from the railway station.
That's right, yeah, just cross over on your right-hand side if you're coming back up Glen Huntly Road. Mm.
Well, we hope to see more of your work.
Thank you very much. We hope to be doing lots more.
Well, thanks, Lydia, for joining us on the Space Show.
Thank you.